Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Mayor Colleen Smook. Thank you for joining me this morning, Colleen.
Thank you for having me.
So, Colleen, the City of Thompson announced on social media last week that anyone that wants to use the indoor recreational facilities will be required to be fully vaccinated. Now, I imagine this is mandated by the public health orders that are in place in the province. Is that correct?
Yes, this is a provincial initiative. It's the same when you're going into restaurants and any business. You're now having to show your vax card to prove that you're fully vaccinated. And we do have an attendant at the door at the TRCC that are checking for vaccinations. Hope as the province changes, we're, you know, updated every week to 10 days on what the changes are going to be. So as soon as we, you know, find some changes or see what's happening, we'll update people.
All right. And I understand that the COVID-19 vaccine clinic is slowing down recently as more and more people get the jab. So what's the plan for the space at this point?
Well, right now, the province still has the facility rented, but we are in Anthony McGinnis and NRHN that are in talks to see just what the full need is and to what extent, because with the ability to open up, we do need some spaces for our activities and that for the community. So that for sure we'll keep you abreast of because we are working with the province and NRHA to come up with a plan.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine that the city or the NRHA would consider reviving the clinic at the same location if or when booster shots arrive within the next year or so. Is that fair to say?
Like, I don't think anything's off the table, you know, that have. But, you know, and even looking for other spaces or sharing spaces with them, that's definitely everything that's on the table that is being looked at with the whole big picture.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else you'd like to add in regards to this topic here?
No, I really think it has definitely been a great plan. The TRCC has definitely been very busy, and it was central even for the outlying communities coming to town that took advantage of it. And I would just like to thank all the citizens of Thompson for partaking in the vaccine clinic and that. And if you're not vaccinated, please go out, make your appointment, and continue to get it. We're still being told that fourth wave is coming. It is other parts it's hitting, and we always know it's a little bit slower coming to the north when things happen. So with our kids back in school, it's just that much more important that we definitely follow protocol, and if we're recommended to get the vaccination, that we do.
All right. Now, there was a council meeting on Tuesday, and one of the resolutions on the table was the Grant in Lieu Negotiation Committee, the selection of the members. So could you go a bit more into that?
Yes, we had a special meeting, in-camera meeting, where we chose the members that would actually go on that committee. So then we had to bring forward a resolution recommending those members, and it had to be passed at a public council meeting the other day.
Mm-hmm. And there was discussion about, or I guess debate or confusion maybe, that about certain council members not being included at the table. So could you go a bit more into that?
Yeah, there was just with everything, there's different opinions. Some thought some people shouldn't be at the table. Others sort of wanted to be at the table. You've got to know where your limits are. We had talked about, you know, 4 to 5 members on our side, because there is a lot of people, not just us in the room during negotiations. You know, we have the local government district, the school district, valet, and, you know, and different administration supports. So there's a lot of people. So it, and in the past, it has been the finance committee and the mayor from city side. So we've added another member. We've taken away a member. It was, like I said, it was a very good discussion in camera. And I think we've got a very good crew that's going in. And we are mandated that we meet as a council. We decide how we're going in, the information that we're going to present. And then we do keep the council updated on what's happening. So all of us are basically in the loop as to what's happening in the bargaining.
Mm-hmm. And I also understand that there was discussion about how community comments and feedback work, specifically that the answers are not present at the following meeting once they're asked. Is this something that the city is looking to implement in the future?
Well, yeah, anything's possible. It's just when somebody asks the comment at community feedback, what our practice has been is to make sure that the person that asked the question gets all the answers. We had one gentleman come forward Monday that said when he asks the questions, he really expects it to come back to the community. So if any in a public forum. So as I said that night, if when you're asking your question, if you want it brought forward at the next council meeting, please say so, and we can do that. It's just that we just want to make sure that the persons are getting it. But if they want it made public, all they have to do is request it, and we can definitely do that.
All right, I see. Now, is there anything else about the meeting you wanted to touch on today?
No, I think it's basically our first fall meeting, and now we're going to be getting into the regular meetings, and our regular committee meetings are going to be commencing, so our agendas are going to get a little bit bigger. It's going to be a busy fall.
All right. Now, you mentioned last week that there would be more information about the community safety plan for Thompson. So when can residents expect to receive that information if they haven't already have it?
Okay, so they had, I know it was yesterday, they had a final big group committee planned, and it's coming out. They've actually started sending the plan out to different organizations, and there will be a public, I believe it's going to be a Zoom session that's going to be coming up in the near future, and will be definitely put out on Facebook and the media to make sure that everybody has the ability to attend. So it's finally coming to light. I have just waited so long for this.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Now, Colleen, are there any public works or city updates to share today?
Well, I see we've been filling a few potholes. We're still getting the final grass cut. Our lines are pretty much all painted. They had to come back and do some more. Our graveling program within the trailer court and the cemetery road is just about all rolled up here. I'm not sure if they're going to get to Jasper Drive. That was one of the other streets. But if they don't get there, that's fine because I live in that street. So I said, leave me for last. Make sure we had enough gravel for everywhere else. They're starting to do their fall work and getting, going to be starting with getting catch basins and fire hydrants and that ready to make sure they're all serviced and ready for the upcoming winter. Our summer students have gone, but we're still, trying to catch up on some of the summer work. We're working on the lawn repairs. As you know, we had so many of them, and we're actually going to be getting an update, I believe it's next week, and we'll be able to, I'll have an update for you. We've managed to put a couple more people on and getting them done pretty quick. So I hope that is something I can share with you next Thursday.
All right, sounds good. Now, is there anything else you'd like to discuss today in regards to anything else that's going on in the city before we wrap up here?
I just want to just tell everybody with this COVID, the self-distancing, washing your hands, wearing your masks, now that the masks are required in the stores again, please don't give the people in the stores a rough time. They are not the ones that put out the request. It is the province. And in order for the fourth wave not to affect Thompson, as we've been lucky all through the past here in the last year, let's keep the numbers down and follow procedures. And just watch for the kids. The kids are back in school this week. Most of them are super excited. Just watch your speed in the speed zone. And the kids on the crosswalks are not on the crosswalks. Parents, please tell your kids to watch for the vehicles and that. And, it's all good.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks again, Colleen, for joining us this morning.
Okay. Thank you.
And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For CityBeat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.